even turn the volume down. We're running a business here.
Never mind, hurry up. We'll be late.
I'll be right back. Hello, my dear mother and sister. How are you?
I'm not in the mood today. Go get it from Matabi.
I won't buy any clothes if you're not pleased.
Your money's ready. Get it from Matabi.
I know.
Just please, don't forget tonight's ceremony. So?
I know, I shouldn't bring my friends over. Don't you worry. We're thinking of going over to Bijan's place to have some pizza.
Farhad, don't tease him. I really don't want him to come here and complain. I don't have the energy. I'm not in the mood, and don't tell him about your father.
Saeed, do you know where Miss Matabi is?
At the main hall.
What happened? Did you by any chance call Essie and Rahmat?
Yes, why?
Nothing. I just wanted to ask them to make some saffron rice casserole for tonight's ceremony. We have several orders.
Yes, Mom, I did. Don't worry.
Today, for the first time in 20 years, I didn't go to the restaurant. The restaurant I made with my own hands. It's not fair to say Minu didn't help me out, but never mind. I had a hard day today. I decided to stick to my guns. Not back down an inch. I envy Manusher. Sleeping there like a log. Sometimes I think how nice it is to be single.
After you, you are my senior. You go first.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How is everybody?
Hey, welcome.
How are you doing?
Welcome back.
Hi there.
How are you? We missed you.
I see. Welcome.
Somaz, you're here? Somaz, you're here?
What is it?
Did you hear that Essie and Rahmat got back to the restaurant?
What do you mean? Back where?
We really missed you. It's good to see you again.
Me too.
Tell me, does Mr. Karika know you're back?
Yes. We'd never come uninvited. She kept sending messages asking us to come back to the restaurant. They called us over and over again.
Who called you? She will never do that.
Oh, but she herself asked Akbar to talk to us. Otherwise, we would never have come back. Akbar himself said the restaurant cannot manage without us being here. And we said your word is our command. If you want us to come back, then we'll come back.
The restaurant's open and ready for service.
Go in the same direction. Don't stop. Good. Good. Turn right.
Cheers for Professor Ontazarian, his new book! Woo!
Thank you.
It's out, sir. It's out.
I know. Better safe than sorry. I'll try again.
Balloons! 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 Balloons!
It is an honor for me, after several long years of waiting, that finally, with the help of my dear, hard-working students, we get to unveil my first printed book, which comes out while I'm still alive. I have to tell you, I'm very, very pleased. Very pleased indeed. And here it is. Take a look. It is beautifully done with a cover that's just magnificent. And the illustrator did a fabulous job as well, I must say. My words, yes, but with the help of all you here, I was able to.
Where's my Barbary rice with chicken? Will somebody tell me?
Please, sir, keep your voice down. What seems to be the problem?
I've been waiting here for an hour. Tell me, where's my food?
What did you order, sir?
Barbary rice with chicken.
It will be ready in no time, sir. Please, just don't shout so loudly. Professor Montazeri is trying to give a speech, sir.
Go on, sir. Go on.
Oh, don't you think it's better to have cake after dinner? I mean, we are going to have dinner.
I meant your speech, sir. You were saying something. Just...
Oh, yes. As I was saying...
So tell me, should I stop here or should I go?
Let's go.
Go where? Should I drive around again?
Yeah, so drive around and come back here.
Sir, I don't know what the purpose of all this driving around. This is the 27th time. We just keep going around in circles.
You're getting paid for it, so mind your own business.
What does that mean? Money isn't everything. My head's spinning. It's been a long day and I'm tired. I want to go home.
Okay, then. So how much should I give you?
We've been driving around for 2.5 hours. 35,000 tomans.
There you are.
There they are. Let's go, guys. Be on your best behavior.
Smile.
Thank you. Next group, please. How are you? Thank you.
Hurry up.
Excuse
Take
me.
The photo.
Excuse me.
Hello, sir. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Well, look who's here. Wow. How are you, Mrs. Ali Magam? And where is Akbar? I didn't see Akbar. Is he here?
Akbar was feeling a little sick, so he didn't come to the restaurant today.
thank you.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. We have a problem. The kitchen staff is dragging their feet, and the customers are beginning to complain.
Okay, you can go now.
Plain rice, 5 filet kebabs, and hurry up.
What on earth is going on? Why are you so slow? What are you doing over here? You've been left to your own devices just for 2 days. Customers are waiting for their orders. Are you trying to embarrass me again or something? Ramat.
Yes, ma'am.
No need to put that on a skewer. Give it to me. Why doesn't it weigh 120 grams? Why didn't you tell him our kebabs shouldn't weigh less than 120 grams?
Here we go again. You know, ma'am, Akbar told me I'm not his trainer. Akbar himself told me several times. He is not able to help it. His hands are just too small, that's it. Is that my fault?
My hands are small?
Salmaz, dear.
Yes, ma'am?
Keep an eye on the kitchen, would you? I have to take care of a guest. Would you do that for me?
Well, of course, ma'am.
Excuse me, miss. Our dinner is not ready yet.
I'll tell them to bring it right away, okay? Excuse me, sir. Is it okay to clear away the table and make it ready for dinner by any chance?
Of course. Go ahead.
Behzad, clear away the table, please.
Right away, ma'am.
My dear friends and students, those of you who would like my autograph, please hurry up. Because they are getting ready to clear off the table and set the table for dinner. So please step up quickly and I will be happy to give you my autograph. This is a very auspicious moment and I would like to share it with all of you.
Hello, sir.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to get the receipts for the cash register. You can see there are many customers here tonight. And we have many outside deliveries.
Yes, I can see that. Abdi, keep an eye on everything. Just while I'm not here, okay? You're the only one I can count on.
Thank you very much, sir. You are feeling okay. Right? Or maybe not all right.
Why? I'm fine. Why do you ask?
Mrs. Kirke said you've caught the flu, huh?
Yes. But it wasn't the flu. At first we thought it was, but then we realized it wasn't.
Really? Good. That's good. Can I go now, sir? The customers are waiting.
Yes. Go on, Abdi.
Yes, sir.
Abdi!
What?
Remember, Don't tell anyone you saw me here.
Me? And I never saw you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Be my guest. Here you go. Please.
Site, is there anyone at the office?
No.
Excuse me, Saeed. Here's your lamb, sir.
Professor, the salad bar is ready for you now. It's over this way, please. You can feel free to help yourself.
Thank you. Sure. Well, my friends, please, don't touch anything while I am away. I'll be back.
It's this way. There you go.
Okay, Minu. Okay. Mrs. Skirka?
Who are you?
You scared me, sir. Hello.
Hello? So who are you?
Hold on a second. I'm a reporter. Here, I work for a weekly magazine. My name is Roshan.
Well, Mr. Roshan, I'm going to teach you something that you will never forget. Tell me, who gave you money to do a report on us? Open your mouth and talk!
Help!
You better talk!
Leave me alone!
Answer me!
Wow. What a beautiful evening this is. Please, everyone, start your dinner. Please, come and start your dinner.
You better tell me! Tell me now!
What's going on?
Don't worry, Professor! It must be a technical problem. Please start your dinner before it gets cold.
Please, you first, all of you.
Tell me! I want you to tell me now!
What happened?
Hey,
what are you doing?
Are you trying to kill me? You're crazy. I'm gonna make you regret it. You just wait and see.
I just don't believe this. There must be someone upstairs in the office.
Excuse me. Where do you need to get to? Okay, then, forget it. Hello? Hello, sis. You weren't sleeping, I hope. I'd like to drop by your house, if you don't mind.
Would you like something to eat?
No, sis, thank you. I'm not hungry. Why don't you go to bed?
I'm really sad for you. I don't think I'll ever forgive that woman for upsetting you so much.
Listen, Akbar, you really don't have to tolerate her.
Why are you still up? Don't say such things.
Don't I have a point?
It's not like we argue all the time. It's okay.
You can't say it's okay, Akbar. You don't go to the restaurant, and you're sitting here with a long face. Come on.
My house is his house.
These things happen between wives and husbands.
My brother is kind. I'm sure if Minu comes here and apologizes, he'll forgive her.
Considering the things Minu said inside the TV, I don't think she'll do that. She's the owner of the restaurant, after all.
Uman, dear, you don't say inside the TV. It's on TV. And you'd better get yourself back to bed.
Aren't you coming? Never mind, Akbar. We can buy another restaurant, bigger and better than that. We'll make them regret it. You'll see.
Good night, Human.
Okay, I'm going. Good night.
Brother, what are you going to do now?
I don't know, sis. I don't know.
It wasn't Akbar who chose me as his wife. His late mother saw me at a party, and she and his sister started to sing my praises. He didn't budge an inch. He said he didn't want someone he hadn't seen before. But when they came to our house and he saw me, he couldn't take his eyes off me. Once we were alone, he told me that if I say I loved him,
He wouldn't let me take back those words for as long as we lived. I said it, and he stood by his word for 29 years. But why did it all go wrong all of a sudden? We were just starting to enjoy our lives after so much hardship. Why do men think women are televisions that they can change their channels with a remote control? Why don't they understand that we can think independently and have our own identities? Why is it that when I tell Akbar to go away and leave me alone, he goes away and closes the door? Why doesn't he understand that I really want him to sit down beside me so that I can tell him what's wrong? Who shall I say my sorrows to?
Hey, Mom, we cleaned up the hall.
Thank you all so much. You can go home.
Aren't you gonna come?
No, I'll stay here and do my tasks first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one, two, three.
Good morning, oh. Musa. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 10:30 already?
Hello? Is this Mr. Javadi? Hello? No, I wasn't sleeping. It's because of my allergies. Yes. Okay, but I'm a bit busy right now. Let's postpone our appointment, okay? Why not, but Yeah, okay, but I'm busy till this evening. 4 o'clock is fine.
Hello, honey.
Hello, Uncle.
How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks.
Say, don't push yourself too hard. It's dangerous for you to get any thinner than you are now.
Don't tease me, Uncle.
Where's Farhad?
He went out half an hour ago.
Where does he go at the crack of dawn? Something's fishy there.
I have no idea, Uncle.
And what about your mom and Saeed? Didn't they come back home? One of the reasons for this whole mess here is that Feng Shui.
Feng what?
Feng Shui. It means we have to redecorate everything so that the energies reach a balance. You see, everything in the house is sapping our energies instead of giving us positive energy.
Uncle, do what you want on your own. I'm really busy with my exercises.
Okay, okay. Never mind. When I come back, we'll have some delicious scrambled eggs. Agreed?
Okay.
Hey, I'm Tyrdad, Azar's brother.
Oh, hello, Mr. Tyrdad. How are you?
Hi. Hi.
What exactly are you doing here?
And you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Could I please have 2 sour chicken?
We don't have sour chicken.
Really? Why not?
But why not? You've run out of it?
No, we haven't served it for some time.
Oh, are you serious? Because we come here a long way just to have sour chicken.
Excuse me, ma'am. It's written in your menu. There it is. 3rd row.
Excuse me. She says they're not serving sour chicken today. So tell me, why are you arguing with her?
I'm talking to her.
Yes, but so
am
I.
I'm talking to my
wife.
Here,
can you see it's not on the menu?
We can't serve sour chicken till further notice.
Tell me, what should we do now?
Would you like to order something else?
Do you want something else?
No, I don't want anything else. What a pity.
I'm
not hungry at all.
I'd like to order a serving of special kebab.
11,500 tomans.
11,500 tomans? Hold
Here,
this, please.
Give me.
Never mind. Excuse me, shall I pay for you? Thanks. Let's
go.
We
came here all the way for nothing.
Oh, hey, sir.
I'm sorry.
This is yours.
Arash. Arash. Tell everyone that we don't serve sour chicken, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not serving sour chicken or milk and lentil soup today. Please order something else.
Did you hear that?
But that is what we came here for.
We don't have the chef's soup and sour chicken today.
But why?
These lowbrow customers must really try your patience.
Yes, sir. What would you like to order?
No, this is fine. Well, Mr. Ali Magam is not here, and I'm on a diet, so I don't eat much. How about you?
2,200 tomans.
Yes, right. 2,200. 2,200.
Can you hurry up, please?
Here you are.
Can you put them in order, please?
Sorry, keep the change. Bye. Bye, Mrs. Ghaffari. Hey, sir. That's my seat. This table was reserved. See?
I'm sorry. We couldn't find an empty seat. You can sit here. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I'll sit over there.
You're not eating that?
No. No, you can eat it.
How about that?
No, you can have it.
Sweet rice, please.
Please.
Bon appetit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
How is your sister doing? I really miss her a lot. Tell me, how is she?
You know, Azar asked me to give this to you.
Wow, what is this? Thank you. She's even written me a letter. Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome.
I'll talk to Azar later and thank her too. I really appreciate it. But are you sure it's mine? Didn't we meet by accident? How did you know you'd see me?
Oh, no, it's not like that. I had your address, and I was coming to see you. But I saw you by accident.
Oh. I see. You've returned from abroad, and you don't know your way around Tehran. And you're lost, and so on. Shall we speak in another language, perhaps?
Oh, don't say that. As a matter of fact, As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you about something, if you don't mind.
Tell me, is there anything wrong?
I wanted to...
Wait, has something happened to Azar?
No, I wanted to... Will you... So tell me, will you marry me?
What are we going to do about it now?
For a start, you can take out the washing liquid you just put in the fridge and put it in the second cabinet where it goes. I don't know what's wrong with everyone today. First her, now you, and... Okay, what if I apologize on her behalf, and I say how sorry I am and how it never will happen again? Then will you come?
No, she has to call herself.
Akbar, she is a woman. She has pride.
So tell me, what about you, huh? You really would have loved to be a man, wouldn't you?
No, but I really and truly wish you were a man.
Huh. You know what? You needed someone to beat you up. I was stupid enough to think you were a sensible woman.
You are so ungrateful.